I'm the project manager for the Twin Ports Interchange, formerly known as the Can of Worms.
Okay, it's probably still known as the Can of Worms, but you're going to try to make it, I guess, less a can of worms, right? Is that kind of what it comes down to? First of all, describe to us the scope of the project and the timeline, the rough timeline, please.
Okay. The scope of the project includes the reconstruction of the interchange at the intersection of Interstate 35, Interstate 535, and Highway 53 in Duluth, formerly known as the Can of Worms. It also involves reconstruction of the interchange adjacent to Duluth Port at Interstate 535 and Garfield Avenue. These bridges were built in the late 1960s, so they're approaching their 50-year life. They do have non-redundant structures in them, which do need to be replaced and require frequent maintenance. As anyone who lives in the area knows, we have to close them a lot for maintenance. We do want to construct bridges that are not weight restricted, that will handle the oversized and overweight loads that come out of the Port of Duluth, and also modernize the entire interchange in order to provide a much better functioning interchange and improve safety for the motorists who do travel through the area. Some of the changes that we're looking at are eliminating the left exits, the blind merges, the traffic signal that's located at northbound 35 and Highway 53 is something that the public is not in favor of. So we're looking at different configurations that would modernize and upgrade that intersection for both the public and for the freight that moves through that area.
I think a lot of people will appreciate that. That's a very complicated intersection. I know I'm not a Duluth resident, but I'm up in Duluth quite a bit. And I remember one time I almost had a crash on one of those left merges because the sight line is bad. And it would have been my fault, you know. Mm-hmm. Okay, I should have looked more carefully. There's no question that the blame was mine. But that's the kind of thing you're talking about, right, is eliminating some of those hazardous spots?
That's correct. Interestingly enough, this interchange has the third highest crash rate of any interchange in the state of Minnesota.
Hmm.
While there's not a lot of severe crashes, there are a lot of rear-end side swipes. And a lot of that is due to the left exits and needing to do a lot of merging through across a number of lanes to get to them because of the blind spots in the various where the various ramps come together. So we want to certainly address all of those issues.
Yeah, that'll be something. I know the one that I almost got nailed on was coming off of Highway 23 northbound, right where it merges in. You know, I'm sure you know where I'm talking about.
I know where.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's a left merge in, and boy, you got to be careful on that one. That's no question about that. Luckily I didn't get hammered the first time, you know what I'm saying? And after this, I usually am able to remember to double, triple check that one. So you're looking, at what kind of timeline on this project?
We're looking at 4 years of construction starting in the spring of 2019 is our current schedule. We are currently vetting four different options for the new interchange configuration. Those are available on our website. We've taken them out to public meetings, are looking for public comment on those and to see what would, meet the public's needs the best. We also currently are doing a commuter survey in order to capture not only the people who live around and adjacent and the freight traffic, but also commuters who go through there on a regular basis. So we hope that people will go to our website and jump in and take that survey and look at the four options.
And this would be open to people anywhere in Minnesota, say, because a lot of people drive up there, obviously, on their way to the North Shore. A good number of them stop in Duluth on the way up and back. But this, anyone in Minnesota could comment, is that right?
Anyone in Minnesota, Wisconsin, who travels through this interchange even a few times a year.
Okay, that's good to know. And what's the best way now? Now, keep in mind that on the radio here, I can't really give people, a lot of backslashes and all that kind of stuff, for websites. But if they go to MnDOT's website and maybe, say, Duluth, or what's the best way to get right to that survey?
Well, there's actually two ways. They can go to MnDOT's website and just go to Future Construction, and there's just a few major projects there. Go to Twin Ports Interchange, or just Google Twin Ports Interchange. It's what a lot of people do.
Okay, or you put that in the search box on your website or something like that?
Yes.
Would work too. Okay, that's the way I'm going to tell people to do advise people to do it. Twin Ports Interchange is what we'll do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because that'll get them right to it. Very good. Anything else you want to add?
We just hope, you know, this is an interchange that will need to last about 75 years. There's been a lot of changing transportation needs over the years, a lot of changes in the neighborhood and in Duluth. And so we really want to reach out and get everyone's input into this and hope everybody will either, you know, do the survey or send us some comments or come to a meeting, give us a call. But we want to hear from people.